This is Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home here in Mason City, with today's KCMR Day Devotion. Our theme for today is, God is working in you, even when you can't see or feel His love. Our scripture passages are Psalm 62, 1-12, and Psalm 77, 1-20. As a believer, we have it within us to spread the love of Jesus that is in our hearts. The motivation to do this is to come from within. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Psalm 62, verse 1. You can come to worship services, read your Bible, and pray for God's guidance. And then you're called to do the work of loving others in Jesus' name. The psalmist says this about God. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalm 62, verse 2. Note how the psalmist reminds himself to live as a servant of God. He gives himself direction in how to go about getting through each day's challenges. He emphasizes the importance of staying focused on God's presence. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. Psalm 62, verse 6. And then he directs and encourages us to be there for others, as well as himself, to stay centered in who we are as members of God's family. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8. When you know that God is always with you, it means that in your prayer time with Him, you leave your concerns on His altar. When you and I do this, we don't place conditions on God. If we ask Him to work in a given situation, it is with the understanding that He will answer in His time as He sees fit. If we think He ought to do our bidding as we think He ought to, we miss out on the purpose of prayer. Prayer is to trust Him implicitly to guide us through His gifts of peace and His guidance. Sometimes we come to Him with the expectation that He will respond as we think appropriate. Note how the psalmist in Psalm 77 depicts how he is feeling by the questions he asked for God. The psalmist asks, has God forgotten to be merciful? Has He in anger withheld His compassion? Psalm 77, 9. All kinds of thoughts go through a person's mind and spirit when things don't take place as we think they ought to. Always remember, you are finite, God is infinite. His ways are higher than your ways, as He reminds us. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, 8-9. This may be very frustrating at times, but it is a way of us. It's the way that it is for following God. Believers need to grasp that if you give your concerns to God, you trust Him to work as only He can. Notice how the psalmist works through his probing questions to God. Instead of centering on what is not happening, he focuses on what he has seen God do in the past. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Psalm 77, verse 12. When you look at your life with the Lord, do you see through eyes of faith how He has helped you so many times along the way? God is not beholding to you and me. We are beholding to Him. Never lose sight of that, because He is God. He reminds us in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace asking you to help us as we make decisions throughout our day. There are so many things going on in the world around us. It seems that lies and deception and meanness seem to rule the day at times. That's what Jesus came into when He walked among us. Help us to know that when we love others in the spirit in which you love us, we are doing the work that you've entrusted us to do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This has been Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com. Hope you have a blessed day.